敬礼。
Let's first pay homage to Reverend Liao Ming. His name is
Sakya
Zhenkong Rinpoche. His holiness, the 16th Gelwa Karmapa. Vajra Acharya Thubten Dorje.
All
the Homa main deity, Kala Chakra, pay homage
to
the All Buddha Bodhisattva shine in the shrine.
Sumu,
all the Vajra masters, senior reverence,
法师
reverence.
讲师
Dharma instructors, Dharma assistants,
各位同门
and all fellow disciples,
还有堂主
all the leader of the each chapter,
还有网络上的同门
all the fellow disciples through the internet,
今天我们的
会议是internet,
新南威尔斯州州长代表司法部长约翰庄士
the whole John has that goes MLC Attorney General Minister for Regulatory Reform Representative Premier of New South Wales and Councillor Robert Cole Representative Mayor of Sydney
澳本市市议员
Councillor of Lee Lum Open Council
悉尼台北经济文化
Mr. Ray Min Chen,
李明哲
Sydney Taipei Economic Center Representative,
全国澳华议会
Dr. Anthony Poon, National Chair, Chinese Community Council of Australia,
马利维斯议会
Mr. and Mrs. Duncan Gilchrist, Economic Development Manager,
先生及夫人
Macclesfield Council,
大家午安
Everyone, good afternoon.
大家午安
今天
Today, Grandmaster conducted Chakra Chakra Five Offering Ceremonies and to transmit the true essence practice of Kala Chakra. Today, the place that we conduct the Five Offering is very special. This is the meeting center. And we conduct the fire offering ceremonies here. We have to consider the smoke and the fire might cause trouble. So today the grandmaster performed the mantras very fast. And the mantra is over changing very fast. And we present the offerings very fast too. Everything is in speed and express.Fastest pace. If we do it very slow, and the indoor, you will sprinkle the spray, sprinkler will spray the waters. And then the ceremony will stop. So, Grandmaster sincerely wish that Kala Chakra, please hurry up. Ask Kala Chakra to bless us.In a speed way. When Kala Chakra receives the offering, it has to be fast. Because the fire pit is will be removed, so it's like quickly, hurry up. Everything has to be in a fast speed. Everything will be blessed, auspicious, and then it's complete.
And
the most.The better one is
从头到尾
from the very beginning to the end
十根金刚
Kala Chakra
就在这里
is right standing here Kala Chakra is residing here all the way from the beginning of the ceremony until the end
他居然
Kava Chakra fulfill the whole space, fulfill the whole space in this auditorium.
那么我希望啊
Grandmaster sincerely wish everyone
大家的愿望
prayer all the wishes
希望都能够非常的圆满达成
in perfect way。
既然十轮金刚佛在这里
so the Kala Chakra residing here Grandmaster himself also believe Kala Chakra will fulfill all students' wishes. All the wish can be fulfilled. All the prayers will be realized. From here, Grandmaster also see all the Prajna light, not only Kala Chakra. Grandmaster also saw the Prajna light from the space of the center down below. All the cameras will show the photo, will show the Prajna light as well.
And
this ceremony not even begins the ceremony, the Prajna light already descended from the space above. Seattle Master 连接 Master, when we lined up, is going to enter into the shrine.
拍到了博业馆
The Master 连接 already took the photos with the Prajna light. We will have Master 连接 show up and ask her to stand up and let everyone see who she is.
啊，这个都是真实的。
This is all truth.
在排班的时候
when we were lining up,
就拍到波叶馆。
And it was, we get the photoshop with the Prajna light already. When
the
Grandmaster was sitting on the throne, when the Grandmaster invoked the Buddha Bodhisattva, the Kala Chakra already descended.From the space.
啊，我们生活中出不了。
出不了 school, our school.
它的这个出
true, which means
真实的
real, genuine, authentic.
就是在这里。
This is why we say true. This is the meaning of it.
绝不虚假。
And never lie, not false.
啊，我自己在这里呀、啊。
Grandmaster himself.
大家做保证。
And also guarantee.
什么保证?
What kind of guarantee that Grandmaster makes? That Grandmaster makes guarantees everyone attending this ceremony will reach Buddhahood and fall to Buddhahood in some day in the future. Everyone will become Buddha.Because in the true essence practice of Kala Chakra, what it says, as long as you have confidence in Kala Chakra, within seven lifetimes, you will become Buddha. You will unfold your Buddhahood. You can see your true Buddha nature.Now we talk about the lineage of Kala Chakra. Before we give the Dharma talks, Kala Chakra, and we say that Kala Chakra is descend from the above. What about the Kala Chakra lineage? Every Chubuddha, every practitioner, Tantric Dharma practitioner, have to recognize their lineage. The lineage is very important. Without the lineage, you cannot be the Acharya.A Raja Master is definitely you have to know your lineage. Simply, we review the lineage of Kala Chakra that Grandmaster has. The first one from the nice Panchanama. He gave the teaching in the Yuhai area of the Qinghai province. He held he bestowed the Kachakra empowerment blessing, and Vajracharya Sakyajanka received the niche blessing transmitted by the nice Panchalamas. And then the Vajracharya Sakyajanka bestowed the empowerment blessing of Kalachakra to Grandmaster. This is the first lineage that Grandmaster has. The second lineage of the Kalachakra, Tantra, originated from the Kanchuwa Hulukatu, transmitted the Kalachakra Tantra to Vajracharya Tukdanima, and Acharya Tudanima transmit the lineage to Acharya Tudandali. Acharya Tudandali transmit the Kalachakra Tantra to Acharya Vajracharya Tudandaji. In turn, transmit the Kalachakra Tantra to Grandmaster. This is the Kalachakra lineage that Grandmaster has. This is the lineage happened in the human world that Grandmaster is holding the lineage in this human world. This is real, true, authentic lineage transmission. There's one more lineage transmission. This is a very unique, extraordinary. Not many people have this transmission, has this lineage transmission. Indeed, in this whole universe, it really exists. This is entering into the most secret, profound, the most profound, entering the samadhi that Grandmaster received the lineage transmission that we call it. It's the samadhi lineage transmission. Not many people mention about this lineage transmission. It's the most profound samadhi lineage transmission. Not many people have this one, and not many people mention about this profound samadhi lineage transmission. What it means? What does it mean? What would you mean? What's the meaning for that? Indeed, this lineage transmission exists. It means that when you enter the samadhi into the most profound state of mind, the most quietness state of mind from the above, all the lineage guru bestow the Dharma power, the Dharma lineage blessing into your heart, onto you. This is very secret, most profound. Not many people mention it, but not many people have it. This is a lineage transmission. You are the Guru, Grandmaster. Grandmaster Lu has this lineage transmission. Grandmaster really indeed see the Chong, the Guru Chongkhapa. Grandmaster proclaimed that he indeed really see lineage Guru Chongkhapa. Grandmaster indeed see, he has seen the Pamasan Baba. We must indeed have seen the Amitabha Buddha. We must indeed really see the Golden Mother.
Like
Avalokiteshvara, the Grand Master really seeing this Bodhisattva, the Siddhikabaha, Grand Master has seen the true seeing. Yamataka, Grand Master has seen too. Kalachakra, Grand Master also has seen Kalachakra. This indeed real seeing, this real lineage transmission. It's authentic lineage transmission. Nothing is false statement. This is what Grandmaster said. Profound and then most quiet state of mind. Samadhi. Secret lineage transmission. And someone may mention that. Of course, some people may have doubts. The Grandmaster Lord's lineage transmission, you know, what's going on?
Is it?
Is there any misconnection or is a gap? And that's not mine, it's all your mind. I can make connection with all the lineage guru, but you cannot. If you cannot make connection, means that you are like a power. Grandmaster himself has all the power within himself. The electricity means the power, the energy. Lineage is not fake, it's not false. Our true Buddha school really has the true lineage transmission. Talk about it's another type of lineage transmission.
There's
a female secretary in the company. She received the wife of managers a phone call to her. The secretary told the manager, and your wife called. So that your wife wants to kiss you over the phone. The manager just replied to his secretary, then you take the kiss first over the phone. So it means that the wife make a kiss and then you receive first and then you in turn and then give it to me. This transmission, is that same as like that? Over the phone and receive the kiss and then in turn pass the kiss to manager. This kind of transmission is this without the energy, without the power, because there's no magic. Which side has the power, has the chemistry? Lineage transmission is really transmit the power from top of my chakra and then through my hands, out of my hands. Grandmaster, his hands, when he touched every student's head, this is a lineage transmission. Has a power, means can transmit the power to you. This is what we say, the power transmission. Like today, when I sit on the throne, and I saw one microphone. Grandmaster say nothing.
I didn't,
because he saw the microphone is from the Taiwan. Only one microphone This shouldn't have the speaker. How come when he talks and the speaker, we can hear the voice through the speaker. This microphone shouldn't connect to our speaker, our amplifier. But when grandmas talk, we still can hear it. The right now, this microphone is from this ceremony provider. Is provided by Yansan Temple. This is the microphone provided by this ceremony. How come the Taiwan's will show the voice and should have this one with have the power, have the battery? So means that Grandmaster, when you talk through this microphone, then we should hear from this microphone only, but we can hear the voice from both microphones. This is my grandmaster voice can go through two microphones. And there's also a few missing place, and there's no name list. The name list is missing. And there's another time the certificate, the water, the holy water is missing the holy water. So he said, you just get the tap water. It means that they didn't prepare the water for the wedding couple to drink. Is that they just get the water from the tap? Also, the name list, the missing the name list is really weird. How come the who want to receive the Bodhisattva precepts, only one name as a representative? We should present all the name list to the Buddha Bodhisattva to proclaim that all the students, they want to receive the Bodhisattva vow. So Grandmaster will see the name, and it means that Buddha Bodhisattva will see them too. But it doesn't matter. Today, all the Buddhas, Bodhisattva, they are residing here. So please don't worry about it. All the Buddha Bodhisattva, we don't know everything. So today, who received the ordination is in front of the Buddha Bodhisattva. It's valid. So, for those who receive the Bodhisattva vow, it's also valid. For those wedding married couple, is also the blessing is genuine, is valid. There's one gentleman, look at his certificate, marriage certificate, so long, and the wife approach him, what you are looking at? And the husband said, I'm looking at the certificate, marriage certificate. And then why you look at it so long? And the husband answered that, when is the expiration date of this marriage certificate? Today, we look at the married couple, and this new couple, when they approach a grandmaster, look at them.
The two,
they really love each other deeply. Grandmaster look at them, grandmaster can see that they really love each other deeply. Because when the husband doing something, the wife will do together. So they approach and present an offering, and they all went down together. So means that they will follow each other. Have the same heart. So come and look at them. Really make people admire their action or doing together. Oh, going back to remember what we are talking about. We should to talk about the true essence practice of Kala Chakra. Right now, Grandmaster really enter into the subject. Kala Chakra, the most essential practice. What is the true essence of practice of Kala Chakra? Which is through the practice will dissolve all the material in this physical body from the rough material and into the most subtle material, and then eventually dissolve away and then from the rough entered, become the subtle, and then eventually disappear to dissolve all the rough materials. We are transcend this physical body, become transcend this body into become the Kala Chakra. So dissolve all the material, physical body, become the rainbow body of Kala Chakra. Grandmaster make the simple example to explain the practice of the true essence practice. What it meant, you know, but in our human body is the earth, fire, wind, water, and mountain is the earth. That's why we said it's the, our body is the earth. The water is the blood in our body. Also sweat, it represents the liquid, the water. Fire is our temperature, our body temperature. The wind, the air, is the qi, is the air that we inhale, exhale. Everyone in this body is formed by these four elements. The true essence practice of Kala Chakra is apply these four elements into our practice. Earth, that's our physical body. Fire, then we use the red color to represent the fire. The water, we will use the color white to represent. How about the qi, the air? Then we will use the color blue to represent the qi. We look at the image of the Kala Chakra. And his body is blue. One half is white, one half, the other half is red. It has its meaning. The blue color represents the qi, the subtle energy. White represents the water. It represents the light drop. Red represents fire. Is the red Bodhisattva also represent the inner fire?
Kundalini.
Use our own physical body, earth, to practice. Earth, fire, water, and the wind to practice the true essence. To practice the three elements, qi, subtle energy, the channel, and the light drop. The qi, subtle energy in Tantrayana, we call it the wisdom qi. Normal, the air that we inhale, exhale, this is why we say the convenience qi, convenience air. So when you practice the qi gong, the martial art is the ordinary qi, it's convenient qi. But when you practice the true Tantrayana, then you maneuver the qi enter into your center channel, it will be transformed into wisdom qi, wisdom energy, the wisdom subtle energy. While we practice, from the very beginning, true essence of Kala Chakra, you have to realize the true essence, what it means, is no born, no birth. Nothing is born. The true essence means nothing is born. How can you say true essence? Why you say relate to the nothing is born? What it means? This is related to the enlightenment, awakening. Nothing is born. It's related to the awakening, enlightenment, the true essence. means nothing is born.
那么为什么生呢？
Why you say birth?
生是为了证明，为了方便。
Appearing or revealing or born, it means that it's a provide convenient way to let people to practice. That we say it has the birth, it has appeared, manifested. I'll make example that today in this world we have human. Everyone was born as a human being. Everyone revealed. How about in Earth, in Moon?There's nothing, there's no living creature in moon. We know that there's no human being living in, on the moon. Then me, the grandmas ask you a simple question. In, on this moon, there's no birth, no giving birth. And earth means giving birth. Talk about that nothing is born. What is Buddha Dharma?
On the
moon, what is Buddha Dharma? Because there's nothing is born.
在月球上，什么是善恶？
On the moon, what is good? What is evil? What is right? What is wrong?
在月球上，什么是是？什么是非？在月球上
，On moon, on the moon,
什么叫做善事？
What is charity?
什么叫做犯罪？
What is criminal? What is crime? What is the virtual deed?Let's give you a deep thought. On this moon, what is good? What is bad? What is right? What is wrong? What is crime? What is the charitable deeds? What is the virtual deed? On this moon, what is Buddha Dharma? On the moon, in everything, is really.Realize the truth, nothing is born. You can see the truth on this moon, nothing is born. In our earth, before there was human being exist, there was one man called Adam, there's another female called Eve.That's created by God. In Taoism, we said night spirit spread on this world. In Buddhism, we call the Deva being from light, realm of light. They saw the beautiful earth. They descend from the above and then down to the earth and then ate food in, on this world.Earth, and then they couldn't go back. So this origination of human being is came from the realm of light. They ate the fruit, the food on this earth. So their body became heavy. They couldn't fly back to the realm of light. So they become the first human. In the Bible, the God created Adam and Eve.In Taoism, the Nüwa, the goddess, created him, human. And someone might ask, goddess Nüwa, how come you want to create human? The goddess Nüwa said, it patched the sky because the sky is one day is broken and there's a hole, there was a hole. And so the goddess Nüwa patched the sky, fixed the sky,And then she also created a human being, and it means I collect the tax from them, to collect the repair expenses from them, from human being. All those myths, all those legends are different. But today, once you realize the Buddha Dharma, why six patriarchs?Six patriarchs in Zen school teach everyone not to think about the right, not to think about the wrong. This is what, this is the moment. Why he want to reveal the truth, not to thinking right, not to think about the bad. It's simply saying that. Make it simple way, make it understand. This is the moment that nothing is born. Buddha Shaka Moni Buddha also realized the truth under the Bodhi tree, received the enlightenment. Buddha Shakyamuni wrote down the Mahapaja Sutra and become the Vajra Sutra, and then simplified it become the Heart Sutra. He talked about the long text of the theory. Right now, everything is being condensed into the one short sutra. Abhidhisattva, the Bodhisattva of compassion, meditate deeply of perfection of wisdom, so clearly that the five aspects of human existence are empty. There's no eyes, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, there's no seeing, no hearing, no smelling, no tasting, no touch, no imagining, there's nothing seen, no heard, no smelling, no tasted, no touch, no imagined. There's no ignorance and no end to ignorance. There's no old age and no death. There's no end to old age and death. There's no suffering, no cause of suffering, no end to suffering, no path of following. There's no attainment of wisdom. There's no wisdom to attain. Nothing gained, no aging, no death, no suffering. That's all the five skandhas are emptiness. All those six senses are emptiness. In the deep meditation, samadhi, nothing is born. That's this state. This is a state. Nothing is born. This within the Heart Sutra revealed the truth very clearly. Why Buddha Shakyamuni, he mentioned about 49 years. He, even though he talked the Dharma 49 years, but he proclaimed that he didn't say anything. This is, we say, nothing is born. Why Shakyamuni Buddha, he didn't turn Dharma wheel three times. It also represents nothing is born. Why Buddha Shaka, why grandmas also proclaimed that? Grandmas didn't talk any Dharma because there is no one to talk, there is no one listening. Means nothing is born. This is true essence, the first true essence of Kala Chakra. Shakyamuni Buddha under the Bodhi tree received enlightenment. Grandmaster received also received the enlightenment given by Buddha Shakyamuni, and Grandmaster also knew the truth, nothing is born. Today, right at this moment, Grandmaster talked about that nothing is born, and now we reveal the truth to everyone. You also received the transmission, the transmission of the true essence, nothing is born. Grandmaster once mentioned about one sentence. If you receive the enlightenment, then you don't have any greedy, angry, and stupidity because nothing is born. Even though, so if you are, you are not born, why you have greedy, why you are angry, why you are stupid? Because there's nothing born, so there's no stupidity. Without birth, there's no greediness. Without birth, there's no anger. In Vajra Sutra, the heart mind in the past, you need to retain the present moment and the moment in the future, all the mind in the three times you cannot attain. The heart is no birth. If there is no birth, why Would you gain something? What would you attain?
卢圣燕没有出生。
Grandma's name, 卢圣燕, never born. The right now, the 卢圣燕 will die. And right now, at this moment, you look at the body, it's illusion.
在幻中啊, 在梦中啊,
it's dreamlike. You think that's a real body.
幻受,
the illusive
梦中,
feeling in the dream. You feel.
你在梦中有没有接受?
In your dream, can you say you feel something? Yes, you may feel that something. In the dream, you have the sensation in your dream.
梦中啊, 吃的东西, 吃得很好,
you, in your dream, you eat,
梦中都有感觉,
you go somewhere, it feels like real. But once you wake up, you know that everything is illusion. This is what we say, illusive body. Today, our body is also illusive body. Today, we thought, we hear, we have this ceremony, you thought it's real, but after today, it's all gone. Every day, we live in the illusive thing. We have illusive feeling. After 100 years, nothing exists. When you were 1 year old, you show your face.
10岁的时候,
10 years old,
学业至上,
you are working on your study.
20岁的时候,
20 years old,
青春,
you are thinking about the other.
春心荡漾,
you will feel the loving. You will feel the love. When you were 30, you are working on your career.
40岁的时候,
40 years old, you will gain some weight.
50岁的时候,
50 years old,
老当益壮,
you're still very strong in your age. 60 years old, the blood will, pressures will go up.
70
years old, shaking.
Over,
sometimes you will lose your mind, you will forget. 80 years old,
摇摇晃晃,
when you walk, you feel shaking, moving.
迷失方向,
90 years old, you will get lost. Once you get out, you won't come back.
100岁的时候,
when it's 100 years old, your photos will be hung on the wall.
每个人都一样,
everyone will have the same fate.
每个人都差不多啊,
everyone will go through the same process.
现在的这个世界上的手,
in this life,
大家都很多的,
the first wealthy men, they all understand the money doesn't belong to them.
所赚的钱,
all the money they make
are empty.
Once they leave this world, nothing can hold on. They cannot hold on their money anymore.
这个佛啊, 悟到了这个道理,
Buddha realized this truth is real, this authentic.
从一岁到一百岁,
from 1 year old to the 100 years old,
礼佛到一百岁,
even though you live until 100 years old, just like that.
过了就没了,
after that, there's nothing
你得到什么?
Left. What really you gain something? What really attain something? Nothing. Nothing is attained. Can you see through this truth?
一个90岁的老人,
there's one gentleman 9 years old,
他的女朋友,
with his girlfriend to the motel.
他进去以后啊,
when he entered into the motel, he paid the money.
然后在 motel 里面,
and then inside the room
朋友,
with his girlfriend,
就说,
and he talked about, he said, he forgot. What is the meaning? What is the reason he ran? He
get
into this hotel. So he walked out of the room of the motel and he started to think, why I bring my girlfriend come over here doing what? I paid money. It seems like something I want to do, but I still seems that I didn't do it, but I came out. What I really want to do?
90
years old is will act like this way, forgetting.
我去了摩天，带女朋友，哦，好高兴哦。
I'm so happy, you know, bring the girlfriend to the motel. I'm so happy, pay the money, and suddenly just forget about, you know, he forgot, totally forgot. And he brought the girlfriend out again.
I
must tell everyone, don't think about this a minor thing, this is real.
All the
elderly people, when they are getting old, when you approach them, the aged people always say, who are you? And you may say that I'm your son. It doesn't look like you, it doesn't look like my son. The old gentleman might answer. And who is your son? And
then
say, oh, the one who feed me, that's my son. All your daughter, all the daughter and the son and daughter that I couldn't recognize, any one of you. Will it be this way? Will it happen like this way? Yes, it definitely will. Everyone may know that the American president, Ronald Reagan, when he was aged, he has also had this Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease. He couldn't recognize his wife, Nancy Reagan. He only can recognize the other people's wife. His own wife, he couldn't recognize. This is a life. It will be like a dream. Kala Chakra, the true essence of Kala Chakra, reveal the truth. Nothing is born. Nothing is born, what it means.
Grand
Master tells you, this is the enlightenment, the nature of emptiness. Grand Master didn't reveal the truth about the Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha, but he really understand under the Bodhi tree. I only say part of it. Don't think about you receive the enlightenment already, because Grand Master reveals the nothing born. But Grand Master also, he reveals the first part of the enlightenment means nothing born. There's some much more deeply profound meaning behind the nothing born. Once you reveal the truth to me, then I will say you are receiving enlightenment. You are attaining enlightenment. So you just, you know, if you talk to me that nothing born, nothing is born, talk to me, and you thought you received enlightenment, and Grandmaster may say, yes, it's half of it. You should reveal to me the most profound, deeply meaning of it. Then I will say you will receive the enlightenment, you attend the enlightenment. Why the Buddha Shakyamuni, when he received the enlightenment and he want to enter into the Nirvana, why? Grandmaster, stop here. Because if I Grandmaster reveal, then you all know the truth. Then you all receive the enlightenment. And the Grandmaster say, you know, what is the meaning that I give talks in further? So when Grandmaster talk about the Dharma, it's which keeps some secret. So he can give the Dharma talks.
Or
who invite Grandmaster talk, give the Dharma talk, then they will present the offering. Grandmaster Lu may carry on his turning Dharma wheel, and then he can survive in this human world. The true essence, the first true essence of
Kala
Chakra is nothing born.
To attend
the enlightenment, to realize the
path.
This is a review of the Kala Chakra. True essence, nothing
more.
The second one of the true essence of Kala Chakra, we depend on the practice, then we will convert the
Qi,
rough energy, and then transform into the subtle energy from our ordinary Qi, become wisdom Qi. Then we will use our physical body. We will apply manure, our chi movement, and manure the chi and into the central channel, and then transform into the wisdom chi, its subtle energy. From this subtle energy, enter into the central channel.
Is
subtle energy. We open up the central channel. Then you can see the smoke. You can see the cloudless sky. You can see the fire. You can see the light. Eventually, we transform into the state of light. This is a very secret practice of Tantrayana. This is the true essence practice of Kala Chakra. Means your physical body transform into the rainbow body. Like Padmasambhava transform his body into the rainbow body, filled with so many colors of light. Just like a Kongka Rinpoche. When he entered the Navara, when he passed away, his body originally was 6 or 7 foot tall, suddenly shrunk into 3 feet tall. Why become from 6 foot into become the 3 foot only? Why is it? What is the height? What is the, there's a 2 feet, 3 feet. So his physical body is shrunk and then transformed into the 3 feet tall. All the rest of the physical body all dissolve away. That's why he used his own chi. When you use his own chi to burn, to dissolve all the materials of his body. This is the true essence of Kala Chakra practice. This is a very unique, extraordinary way, extraordinary practice. The most important thing is that Padmasambhava say that all the virtues came from the treasure based chi practice. In the, so the Vajra practice, the treasure based chi practice, the inner fire, the light drop, the non-leakage, and then eventually you dissolve, burn up all the physical body, all the material in your body. You transform yourself into light. This is Kala Chakra. All this process from physical body into become the light. It's called, we say, the brightness. The sun and moon combine together become light. What is the brightness? Simply saying that it's a light. It's a bright light. So you can transform your physical body, become the luminous body. So you practice the chi, make the chi enter your center channel. Open up your center channel. You open up the five chakra. Dissolve all the obstacles in those five chakras. The power is to manure your, kindle your inner light. And why we say the light drop was that, is the Buddha. Light drops represent the Buddha's nature. So the Buddha nature integrates with your body and it creates a certain transformation from the Buddha's nature will dissolve all your materials in your physical body. Once you pass away, and your physical body will be shrunk into the small size. Grandma said he used to be 160 centimeters. It's not really tall. Some people say, some people 170, 180, but Grandmaster was happy that it's higher than Master Lianji. He is taller than Master Lianji. He was still happy about it. contented with his own height because he's higher than, taller than Master Lianjie. Actually, not to mention but their grandmaster, there are so many master, they were tall. But still, that master shorter than him.
And
still happy about it. Grandmaster said he has to. If he wants to find someone shorter than him, then it's very rare. It's difficult to find one. But don't laugh at me. Grandmaster's girlfriend all taller than grandmaster's. That's all in the past. Right now, I wouldn't dare to mention. There's no one. In the past, they are very tall. The girlfriend are very tall. Grandmaster used to be 163 centimeters. The highest that I gained. But right now, grandmaster after major is 158. He's strong a little bit. 158. How come I become so short? Grandmaster say 158. It made people mad. So you practice the Kala Chakra. It's because grandmaster practice the Kala Chakra, so his body size is strong. Eventually, when grandmaster passed away, his physical body will be shrinking and shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. Probably become 3 foot tall. Probably will be smaller than the Gongkha Rinpoche, smaller than Gongkha Rinpoche. Grandmas like to be cremated, but you know, if that's not the body won't take it, you wish that his body will shrink like 1 foot tall, smaller than the Gongkha Rinpoche.
Then you,
if you want to wash with me, it's very easy to sit up on the shelf. It's very light. Why I would do so? Because there was one monk who practiced secretly. And eventually, he passed away when he was sitting. The whole body decayed, rotten, and then he passed away. No one can wake him up. So he was sitting and then he entered Navara. Someone touched him gently. The monk told his student, don't touch it. Once you touch it, it will become ash. The student just touched gently the physical body. Suddenly, everything become ash. All the sarira lying on the ground, nothing left. Besides Sarila only. This highest accomplishment is brightness because the physical body transformed into the light. The physical body transformed into a rainbow light filled with whole space, became the Buddha. This is why we say the practice. The goal of practice, this is the brightness, the light, the true essence of Kala Chakra. The second point is the brightness. The brightness, why is related to the emptiness? So the brightness men existing, Buddha nature, we cannot say it's empty because it exists. Buddha nature exists. And the emptiness, we cannot say everything is empty. For those people who always say everything is empty, and indeed it's not all right, it's partial right.
Within
emptiness, it has Buddha nature. So the bright means Buddha nature, and the emptiness is represent empty, the void. So all the material belong to the void. So once the materials transform into the state is brightness. So when we say this is brightness with emptiness union, the union of brightness and emptiness, This is the ultimate state of accomplishment, is the union of brightness and emptiness. So the union of the emptiness with brightness will reach the ultimate state of the final accomplishment of Kala Chakra. So when you realize brightness, understand the true Buddha nature is nothing born, and that the emptiness is the seed of light. This is the true essence of the Kala Chakra.
While
we practice, you have to practice through measured qi first to convert your ordinary qi into wisdom qi, wisdom energy, wisdom. Every time you practice a true treasure verse qi, one little bit qi and you will send your channel. Once you develop your qi stronger and stronger, then you will open up your center channel. Then you have to practice the inner fire. Maneuver the qi movement and to ignite, kindle your fire within the center channel. This is the practice of inner fire. You have to kindle your inner light. Once your inner fire arises, then you can feel the whole body with warmth. Your skin always very smoothy. Your skin is smooth because the fire will burn throughout all your body. The immune system will be improved as well. The fire fills his whole body. The virus, the germ, it won't enter your body because then you won't get sick. The inner fire, but if you're stronger than your inner fire, all the pore open up, the lights will come out. When people look at, take a photo of you from your body, it will radiate the lights throughout your every pore of your body. This is this is what we say, the hollow on the Buddha Bodhisattva, even though the body shines the lights too. This is the reason. This is the inner fire arise, filled with whole body. Then from this moment, you practice the light drop practice. Once you ignite the inner fire, then burn up all the physical body, then you burn, dissolve them. Element of earth from the rough element will become the subtle element. The rough qi will become subtle energy, subtle qi. Become more and more subtle. Your physical body will be dissolved away gradually. The inner fire will evoke the white bodhisattva descend. In this five chakra, when they integrate together, it will dissolve all the five chakras. The five chakra will be opened up. Then you have the supernatural power. There are so many mystic signs will show. Even though in this life, people see you as a human body form, but actually you are Buddha. Once you open up the five chakras, then you will understand the past, the thing in the past. So you will know the thing happened in the past life. When you open up the five chakra, your spirit will leave away, or you can enter and out of the body. You can travel to every Dharma realm. When you open up the five chakra, you can see other people's mind. Then you have the spiritual power to see people's mind. When you open up the five chakra, you can see the ten realm. 10 Dharma rings, then you have the divine eyes. You can hear the Buddha's giving talk to you. Then you have the divine ear, divine hearing.
When you
burn up, dissolve all the physical body, then you become the Buddha. All the worries will be relinquished. Your body will radiate bright light. That means the non-leaking, the supernatural power of the non-leaking. This is a real transcendent power. Or if you just receive the instruction of the, some energy give you the instruction. This is relied upon because all the deity, all the ghosts, they all have the power to hear, to listen. This means that you have to depend on someone else to give the instruction. Not your own power if someone gives the instruction. But once you open up your five chakra, yourself attain the power, you can see the light. The state of light, simply say, is true Buddha nature. The cloudless skies all filled with bright light. From the moment that you see the smoke, fire, see the small light filled with whole space, see the cloudless sky, the bright in the sky. If you can merge yourself with this emptiness, your body will transform into a light. This is what we call the right this moment. Your body will transform into the Buddha's body. You will become the, you will reach enlightenment right away. This is the true essence of Kara Chakra. There are so many things. Grandmaster just revealed the truth, the Dharma talks. Suddenly, put everything in very simple words to explain the whole truth. But if you want to get into the detail practice, it will take a very long time to reveal, to manifest. It all rely upon yourself to practice. How you practice, how you can convert your ordinary qi, the human qi, to become wisdom qi. How you open up your central channel. What is the feeling? What is the sensation that you have? How you convert the ordinary qi to wisdom qi? How you kindle, how you ignite the inner fire? Then you have to end your white bodhisattva. You have to, no leaking of the red bodhisattva, no leaking of the white bodhisattva, no light. This is non-leaking practice. This is the non-leakage practice. Don't, no leaking of the white or red bodhisattva. Once you need no leakage, then the inner fire will be ignited very easily. Then how you practice the inner fire? This is Vajra, all the Vajra Acharya, they all know how to practice the inner fire. There's one pyramid of Kala Chakra. This pyramid, then you will place the four lens, four finger lens down below your navel. This is the place that we ignite fire in inner fire. Two pyramid. One is the top one is upside down, touching each other. Means that four lens, four finger lens down below your navel, there's two, they are two pyramids. Then on the lower part is half R. The syllable R, where the R, half R will become the Dojipamu. the R will transform into the Dojo Pamon. Dojo Pani. Dojo Pani. Then use your wisdom. You convert your ordinary qi to become the wisdom qi. And then into your center channel and to ignite your inner fight. You will gradually arise and arise. And
the permanent.
This is the true essence of Kala Chakra. The center of it. It won't. The material becomes so firm. No. When something holding inside within the pyramid, it won't get decayed, won't get rotten. The food will be preserved very well. The center point of the pyramid is energy, the place to store the energy, so nothing will get rotten, nothing will get decayed. This is why we say the fire inside there. When you ignite the fire inside, it will generate the energy into your body. It will become the inner fire. The inner fire will open up your central channel. It will become the wind channel. It's filled with bright light. This central channel filled with bright light will go through your whole body. Once you have this brightest central channel, means that in your body there is a light tube in your body. When you radiate light from all every pore of your skin, you radiate bright lights. It's just like Buddha's light. Those light, those inner light will open up five chakras to burn all your physical body into ashes and transform your physical body into rainbow body, rainbow light. All the Vajra Master, they will have to learn how to make light drop descent, how to ignite your inner fight, how to make together meet in the five chakra, how to visualize the color chakra, the subtle physical body inside your center channel, how you increase the light, increase the power. And then to develop the form of the divine image and to increase the brightness and make the image more stronger, more firm, more firm in the future.
That
heavenly being's body, that it will be your, when you reach enlightenment, there will be your Buddha's body. There are two meaning of true essence of Kala Chakra. The first one is the emptiness. Nothing is born. The other essence is brightness. These two elements unified together is called the union of brightness with emptiness. From these two methods to practice, in the future, you will accomplish, you will learn, realize the true essence of Kala Chakra. This is how you say. This is the manifestation of the Kala Chakra true essence practice.
When
in the future, if there's a chance to go to visit Indonesia, Grand Master will review much more practice in detail. Once you see all the lights, small lights, this is the light drop, the light of the light drop. How to transform into those light and then make it connect together, you become the chain of the Vajra light. and how to make all those chains transform into a screen, and then eventually it will transform into the light, the ocean of light. So that's what I want to talk about in Indonesia. That's what the grandmaster want to talk about in Indonesia.
Is
grandmaster just wonder if there's any chance that he might have. Just tell you the things. Once you convert your convenience method, convenience chi, the ordinary chi, into your channel, it will become the wisdom energy. From the wisdom energy, you can see the light. Because the wisdom energy is the subtle energy. Because the ordinary breathing is just the ordinary. There's one, there's Master, they can see the light. Master Lian Wang. He can see the light. Can you see the light? Say it loud. Master Lian Wang answer that, yes. He saw the light of light drop. And then Grandmaster want to review the more detailed practice to Master Lian Wang, so that each light will connect to each other, will become the chain of light, and chain of light will connect to each other, will become the screen of light. So you can see the Buddha nature within the chain of light. Oh, the Master, if you see the light, just stand up. Oh, why you those people sit? Oh, that's one Master raise, and then see he can see the light. If you can see the light, means that they already convert their ordinary chi into wisdom chi, wisdom energy. So you can see the light through your eyes. Grandma says, I'm not faking. Grandmaster says, how can you, Grandmaster always pretend that he can see something. All the students, if they don't see the light, they always say, Grandmaster is faking. Grandmaster always say, faking. The car is not blowing, means it's not faking.
Grandmaster
says, not fake. So Grandmaster told Master Lian Wang, a long time, eventually Master Lian Wang can see the light. When he saw the light, he said, I already see the light. Grandmaster says, nothing important, because this is the light. Grandmaster can see the light.
Grandmaster says,
if you didn't give an offering, then I won't teach you anymore. Grandmaster, when he transmits the Dharma, it's all real, all genuine. Not like those other, there's no connection of the lineage transmission. Grandmaster, ask if you want to call emergency call, United States 911. How about the emergency call in Australia? How about Taiwan is 119, emergency call, phone call. How about Australia? It's 000.
000 啊?
It's 000. The emergency phone call.
000. 000. 美国是 911.
The America is 911. The emergency line. Taiwan is 119.
Australia
is 000.
Okay.
Someone made a phone call.
000. 那边的就问了,
and the other and answer.
你哪里失火啊?
Is there any fire?
他就回答, and the one make the fire.
My kitchen. I have a fire in my kitchen.
啊,那你哪,
the one who answer. Where is your?
我跟你讲过了,
fire. And this one says kitchen.
Fire in the kitchen. 我是问你,
answer.
我们怎么去啊?
How can we get to your place?
那个人就打
The one who made the phone call say,
你们不是有这个消防车吗？
You have your fire truck. You can come to my house.
这个人问了半天哦。
So means that someone asking and then they really answer the right things. Where is the address? The location?
哪里？
Where's the fire? The one keeps saying it's my kitchen. How to get to your place? And it keeps saying that you have the fire truck.
On the park.
Oh, that's grandma says our hotel. Grandma's hotel saying that Sheraton on the park means you have to say the address so the fire truck can get to your place. But the one didn't explain clearly. Grandma say that, you know, what I say is.Really can make connection. It's the right answer. It's the right reveal. The truth. Grandmaster will pick up a few students and then you can see the light and how you practice. How to convert your ordinary chi and become a wisdom chi. How to enter your central channel. If the chi cannot, if the chi don't go into your channel, you cannot see the light.Once you enter the chi, enter to your central channel, you can see the light. This is the major point of this practice.
那师尊在教法之中啊，其实
Grandmaster mentioned about when he gives the Dharma talks.There are so many secrets that I will have to reveal to certain students. Because I would reveal the student if there's a right person to receive this Dharma, Grandmaster has to observe how the female, how they convert their ordinary chi into a wisdom chi. How the men do it, how the women do it.
女生修，她可以修在这个观想心轮。
The woman can visualize in the heart chakra. The men is in the navel, visualize inside the navel.
大家知道的，人有五种气
on the navel. Women visualize on the heart.
上行气。
In the practitioner, there's five movements of chi. It's upper, lower, and all of the place, and the chi of your life.
In
right and left, this kind of five kinds of movement, chi movement, how you can integrate together, how maneuver the chi into your center channel.How it enters into your center channel, how you develop the chi to make it stronger, how to ignite the inner fire.
刚刚跟大家讲
Just a grandmaster mentioned about those secret way. You have to visualize the pyramid,
三角形
lower part,
金字塔
inside the pyramid,
金字塔的中心
as an arc,
叠着金字塔观想二字在第一个金字塔，升上第二个金字塔
，arise up to the second part of the pyramid. It will transform into wisdom energy. So you visualize the half R, silver half R, arise from the lower pyramid up to the top pyramid. It will become wisdom subtle. This means the ignite inner fire, also make your ordinary chi become.Wisdom chi. So many people proclaim that I can open your central channel. And you have to charge you 5,000 Australian dollars. So 3 seconds, I can open up your central channel. Some people may proclaim that they charge you 5,000 Australian dollars. May touch your head and it will say, I open up your central channel already.
师尊不会这样子做。
Grandmaster won't do so.
中脉修行完全靠自己。
How to open up your central channel is all depends on your effort, your practice. Grandmaster will give you the blessing.
着火的那个原点
is to preserve the inner fire, origination of the inner fire. Give the blessing to preserve. Grandmaster, of course, can open up your send channel. Grandmaster can do so.
But
it's not everyone can do that. Not everyone, when they receive the blessing, they can open up their five, open up their central channel. Not everyone can do so. Like Grandmaster talk about this pyramid, the triangular pyramid, the secret of the pyramid is because the shape, triangular, the center of the pyramid, everything can be preserved over there. Once you arise this one, the inner fire can be ignited, can rise up to the upper part. Once you ignite the inner fire, the light, it will generate light. The light, then you can see the Buddha's nature. Once you have the light, you can see the Buddha nature. You can, this is not fake saying. This is not false saying. This is real. See the light is not fake. It's not false. It's real. In this real seeing, the true seeing.
我的说法,
Grandmaster say his Dharma
talk.
It's logical believing. It's not
迷信有一个笑话是这样子的,
believing without understanding.
说有一对这个,
there's one saying that couple
有一对男女啊, 在房间里面,
inside the room. Man and girl, a man and woman, stay inside the room. Someone knocking the door. That's the girl's husband come back, knocking the door. The girl told the man, you open up the window and get out of the window. Because my husband come back. The husband knocking the door, keep knocking the man, bumping it. So loud. Someone went crazy.
The wife
tell the third party, get out of the room. The man opened up the window. It's 13 floors high.
13楼那么高. 那个女生讲,
the woman said, jump.
Why you hesitate?
It's still superficial believing that because 13, 13 is not the right, it's a bad luck.
Grandma
said that his Dharma talk is not superficial.
It's
understanding, is real understanding.
人间确实,
in this human life,
是无所得,
is really nothing attained.
跟你们讲,
nothing can be attained.
你如何修出光明,
if Grandmaster,
食人金刚本意,
Grandmaster told you, reveal the truth, how to practice to generate, radiate your light, to dissolve all materials in your body.
将来师尊如果是, one day, 若身成佛,
if Grandmaster, his body transferred into the body light, and his body was shrunk into as 1 foot tall. Grandmaster said, just say, no, we just cremate his own body, and we can get Sarita. Grandmaster says, no, at least I have 2 Sarita. Don't think wrong.
师尊的舍利子就那两颗,
2 Sarilas.
两颗也有一个笑话了,
there's another joke about the
就说, 有一个女的啊, 她在走路, 有一部车子来了, 慢慢地开,
a girl is walking on the street, and the car bumped into her,
她的胸部,
bumped into her breast, and the girl fell.
这个司机赶快就下来,
the driver get off the car, and
还好, 他说,
holding her back,
那个要给她送到医院,
and the driver wants to send her to the hospital.
我说当然要去送医院啊,
and the girl says, yes, of course I have to go to hospital.
那这样子要看哪一科啊?
The driver will ask, which?
那个女的是讲说绘画吗?
When we should check in, and the girl says, of course, I have to see both of them. So means the driver asking which doctor that we should see, which department, but the girls actually mentioned about the breast, two of them.
师尊讲两颗,
we must mention about the surida, at least two,
两颗,
should, more than two, because on his ear,
就有一颗,
there's one on his, inside his ear, right ear. In the left ear, there's another one.
右耳, 左耳,
both ears has
所以我说,
one sarita on each ear. At least I have two, grandmaster say. I have two sarita.
这个人生的事情啊,
in this lifetime,
非常的微妙,
there are so many
这个,
unique things happen according to Kala Chakra review the manifest the truth, the true essence. The
无声,
true essence is
啊, 第二个本意呢,
nothing is born. The second essence is the
brightness.
The third essence
is 因缘起用. 这个是什么? 叫做任因, 因缘起用是什么意思?
To apply in those two essence, integrate all together and union, unify those two.
无所求,
so his grandmaster, just like grandmaster says, he won't ask anything, he won't attend anything, he won't ask for anything more.
我只是在任因,
is to begin, and then grandmaster just live at all the moment
很简单的,
in his daily life. Just like today, he visits Australia and give the Dharma talk
啊, 在这个meeting center,
in this meeting center, convention center. So grandmaster is giving the Dharma talk.
因缘起用,
according to the affinity to apply,
它就有产生了一种作用, 叫因缘起用,
to
function.
So means this is cause and this affinity, the condition. So grandmaster follow the cause and condition.
如果有去印, 印度尼西亚,
if someday grandmaster visit Indonesia,
那么,
if there's affinity, there's a chance grandmaster visit Indonesia.
因缘起用,
it's according to rely upon the cause and affinity. Then grandmaster will give Dharma talk in Indonesia. So means that whatever he will do, he will accordingly rely upon the cause and affinity condition. If there's no cause and affinity, then it won't do, he won't function anything. So grandmaster say means just follow the cause and affinity, cause and the condition. Grandmaster also said when he visits Indonesia, he will say some Indonesian. This is say Indonesian. Satu Dua Tika, Lima, Lima.
Alam. 我会讲啊,
grandmaster also was saying
Selama,
Indonesian.
Bagi.
Selama pagi is good morning.
Selama malam.
Selama malam is good evening.
Terima kasih.
Terima kasih. Thank you very much.
会讲啊, 英文啊,
English, in English, grandmaster says he didn't know anything. Didn't learn and just a little bit of English. When grandmaster was in Taiwan,
I can't stop missing you.
I can't stop missing you.
啊, 这两句很好用, 如果在恋爱当中啊, 你要经常这样子讲,
in love, you have to often say those two words. Every second I miss you.
啊, 如果是在恋爱了,
if you are in love,
讲这几句，你用我，我都不需要，我干了。
Grandmaster also say he may know the Japanese because wherever he visits, he will use all the knowledge or to apply all his understanding into that situation. Means grandma, so when he visits Japan, he will speak in Japanese. If he goes to Indonesia, he will talk in Indonesia. So wherever he visits, depends on the condition, then you can apply into your daily life. Why we call the cause and the finish to be applied into your daily life? This is the third true essence of Kala Chakra. Use a simple word to represent it, it's nature. This is the most simple word to represent the meaning. In the Tantrayana, Zen Yun means that to apply everything in smoothly, those things generated from your heart. The third essence, the third truth of the true essence. The first one is the emptiness, the second one is brightening, the third one is to apply it according to cause and affinity. What he act, what he perform, always according to the situation, rely upon the cause and affinity. Once the cause or affinity begun, then nothing will exist. So everything, when we do everything, we have to do it naturally. We cannot do it. We cannot force ourselves to do it. We cannot force ourselves to make money. We just really rely upon the cause and condition. Whenever you do, always follow the nature path. This is a true practice, true Tantrayana practice.
你能够任应, 能够依照佛法去实修,
apply the Dharma, the Buddha Dharma into your daily activities. Then you will gain a lot of merit and virtue, and you accomplish the enlightenment, reach the great accomplishment.
这莲万上师啊,
Master Ling Wang.
你看过,
you saw, can you see the lights every time?
常看到,
often, that's
right,
the answer. He can see the lights very often.
你什么时候看到光的?
When did you see the lights?
不是很多时候，我是想哪一个时候开始看到光的。When
you start to see the lights?
两个月前，it was two months ago.
He started to see the lights.
他过去没有看过光。
Before that, he didn't see any lights.
我传授他如何看到光的方法。
Grandmaster told me to how to see lights
2 months ago.
He really can see the lights. So from now on, you can see the lights all the time.
那你以后你有机缘的话,
if you have chance, Grandmaster will teach you how to connect those lights into together, become the chain of light and a stream of light.
这个是真实的哦，这个是真实的，真实的莲忘啊，genuine，他不会骗人，Master Ling Wang won't lie，他有什么就说什么的。
If he has something, he will talk about it.
他哦，作地的。
He's indeed an honest person. Very, very honest.
He's really honest.
He's really honest person and straightforward. Talk about truth all the time.
He won't get mad.
It's a very good one, honest person.
像这样子的我才要教他了。
then this kind of person, I will teach him. I will teach. I will reveal the truth, manifest the truth to him.
他记得了，真实的，真实的，我一定要找几个证人的。
I have to find
不然只有我一个人看见很寂寞、啊。
So only I can see it's really lonely. I have to find some more.、Yeah.
会不会讲太久了
Is it taking too long?、
啊、下次呢希望能够在
Next time, Grandmaster said he wished that he can talk about the Dharma in Indonesia. It concludes Grandmaster's Dharma talk.